Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
To compare with pure imagination, living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Hold your breath.
time goes by, we journey, stopping to reflect on all our experiences we've embraced in our relationships this lifetime, abundant in all of their lessons and their blessings. When I allow myself to be special, I embrace all of my gifts and abilities and offer them to all I encounter. In this moment, I am liberated to expand to higher realms, releasing all the fears that bind me to misunderstandings. Identifying who we are and our highest ideals in life are important steps we must take to fulfill our mission in this life. We illuminate every time we share truth with another. The truth that sets you free dwells within you. All great teachers lead you to remembering your truth. Love who you see in the mirror. Release the barriers to your core issues. Clear out what no longer serves you. Accept the opportunity to expand. Visualize what you intend to have on this journey, and then make it happen. Love that springs from the depth of the heart always gives us a brand new start. We must commit to being honest about our true feelings. Though discretion may be necessary when sharing ourselves, there are really no rules for imparting the truth. Half-truths can never bring us completion. It is time to release this burden of living whole lives.
Rebirth, a renewed existence.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for returning to the playground of life, the play experience. They call me Ombasa Sofira, who I am. I'm always one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all compassion, all joy, all wisdom, and always, always all love. At the top, you heard George Skrillis with Pure Imagination. He's always here with us on the playground every week. And you can find him when he's not here at EV, as in Victor, zonemusic.com. You always enjoy taking ourselves out on the pure imagination, the magic carpet. After that, you heard a medley by yours truly, Ombasa Sofira, from my Soul Journey to Truth project CD. And after that, of course, the magical goddess of love, Sherry Marie. Sherry has been frequenting the playground of life, sprinkling her love dust all over the place, which everyone always enjoys. And of course, we'll have her back. She's going to be having a CD release party coming up in a few weeks. If you want to find out more about that, go to her Facebook page, Sherry Marie, or you can go to sherrymarie.com. And of course, her name is spelled C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. Sister, warrior of love and truth. I love her. Life. We've been talking a lot about rebirth. Dr. Michelle Clay has been on, and she'll be back. Yes, she will. We've been talking about rebirth and the different aspects of it, what it means to us personally, you know, as a group and individually, as human, as a human group and individually. Life in its magnificence always creates more life. And therefore, it makes perfect sense that we all have an opportunity all of the time and create the space all of the time for rebirth, retreat, release, rebirth, renew. You know, because things that don't need to be in our lives at different times will, without our help, will cease and desist. You know, and the opportunity for reprogramming will occur. It will be present, causing us to shift and realign. It's a very interesting thing how life is always offering us the opportunity to grow, to show, to know, you know. And by divine design, we are able to change and grow into a new love, a new compassion, a new purpose, you know. It's a beautiful thing. And we are becoming more compassionate. We are all becoming more compassionate. We have to. Rebirthing requires us to see what works for us, you know. To understand that each of us has our own, we are our own light center. We hold our own truth. We bring it forth. Each of us has a piece of peace. And when we take the time to look into, deep into each other's eyes, into each other's soul, we will see this truth. Everyone, everywhere is rebirthing at different given points of time. It may stagger, but it's still in syncopation. And all rebirth is just simply letting go of the things you don't need and allowing the things that's ready and ripe and juicy fruit for you right now, to allow yourself to rewrite your script as a life artist. Redesign, rebirth, all of it, resolve all of the issues in your tissues, all the differences that you find yourself running away from, when really it is about that. It's all about that. So on the playground, this playground, on this play experience,
We always offer a landscape. We always offer a landscape on this playground of understanding the essence of retreat, release, rebirth, remember, redesign, a blueprint for living. You know, there's so much happening. I mean, it's happening all around. I know it's happening around you because it's certainly happening around me. And we're on the same playground. You know, it's happening. It's happening to awaken us to our full potential on this playground. You know, we all hold this powerful potential to be godlike. God is there, right there in us all the time, ever present, omnipresent. We all know that. We all know that there's really nothing that we can't be, do, or have, see, feel, desire. And it's just all about just sitting back and relaxing and not letting the boogeyman called fear to take over, because that's really what happens. We're afraid of this, we're afraid of that, and the other. We can always find something to wake up to be fearful about, when it's really all about laughter and love and joy, peace, all these wonderful attributes that don't cost a thing except for giving up the fear that comes in many forms. It's just called relaxing and getting in where you fit in. And when you get in where you fit in, it just feels so good. You don't even, it fits. Fit is the key word. And when you allow yourself to fit, when you allow yourself to just relax right there where you are, wherever that is, it can only be good. God, good, God, good, God, good. Because you are in the place and the space of love of who you are, and you're allowing other people to taste that love. It's just time to accept where you are in life, wherever that is. Knowing that if it's the time for you to shed and release and rebirth, that it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. It's just what it is, you know? And that in every one of us is that God potential of being all that is, of allowance, of acceptance. Even at times when it doesn't feel good. It's just time to just get out here on this playground and just play enough. Play enough to just create a new way of being that would trigger for you a new energy, a new way of being. And celebrate your life as it is. Bring in the laughter. Bring in, watch a comedy. Go to a comedy show. Just, or you could just go and walk around in life and bust out laughing, because it is a hoot. Try to tell me. It is a hoot, but it's all sacred. It's all love. And that's what this whole human experience is about. Are you ready to love yourself enough today to shed in every way? Yes. Yes, indeed. And you know, it's like, you see, when we are all here, we become our own life center when we rebirth. We become that. It's like we become a new point of light, a new point of, well, you become our own teachers. We become our own teachers. We become, what did they say? You can teach by your example, you know? When you can teach by your example, when you can stand out there and be who you are, irregardless of what anyone else is saying, this is bringing you into a new way all the time, because you never know what's going to happen next, because you're just being who you are. I'm going to offer an opportunity today to relax and enjoy a ride. Just get on the magic carpet and just sit there and just ride. I'm going to offer you the opportunity today through a meditation. The meditation is about releasing, retreating, releasing, and rebirthing. And if you're not ready to do it now, you know, just come back to it later. You know where it is. It's on the second half of this show. That's where it'll be. You can download the show and relax at your convenience. But this is what I'm offering for you today, because we all need to relax and allow love to take the place of fear. Having a love that's much stronger than our fears. So I'm going to allow that to take you out and just relax and enjoy the ride. And we'll be here on the other side. Much love to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event, Very Own Living Room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Thanks again for joining us here on the Playground of Life. And we're here continuing our conversation that we've had for, what, the past few months. Yes, indeed. I know. Personally, I have definitely been rebirthing for this period of time. It has no prospective time, you know. It's just when it is, you know. And for most of us, the time is now. And the beautiful thing, the reality of the situation in terms of rebirthing is that you get to do it all over again. You just get the opportunity to allow everything that is to be. And then to allow yourself to be free of anything that you don't want to have around you. You know, the things that are outdated, the things that are over with, the things that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired about. You know, It's a conversation. It's a life conversation that we all get to have. We get to move through. We get to say no or yes to, you know. It's time. It's time that we all can just allow ourselves to relax, breathe out, and be free. So I'm just going to share this release, rebirth energy with you. It's just a piece for you to just, and there's no special way that you need to breathe. You can breathe 1, 2, 3, blow out 5, or you can just sit and just allow you, watch your breathing and go deeper, or you can do it just any way you want to do it, because everyone has their own special way of doing things, and whatever works for you, I say please partake. So with that, I just want you to just relax, let go, and let God. And whatever this particular piece, however it works for you, I give thanks. I'll be back on the other side. I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and that I may rely on it in all of my affairs. And now that I've retreated, it's time to release. To the old and prepare for the new. As challenging as it seems to be right now, to allow those old, decrepit, outdated, not needed anymore thoughts to move away from me. As much as I want it, it's just hard to shake. As soon as I get a good thought about my situation, whatever my situation is, here comes that same old thought again. I'm not worried about my breathing right now. I have my breathing in alignment. But it's just these thoughts. Can I let them go? What is it that is stopping me right now from within my mind? What's holding me back in this time? What is keeping me from shining? Who's ruling me right now? Whose words do I hear in my mind all the time? No matter what I'm doing, nagging me, tagging me, keeping me from where I want to be? Who's ruling me? What did they say? How can I get away? Breathe in very slowly. Follow your breath as you go up to your mind and begin to light up every part of your brain. From the pituitary to the pineal to the thalamus to the hypothalamus to the medulla. See it lit up with every breath you take in slowly and deliberately. Allow the light to go down the spine very slowly, loosening up everything that's stuck. All the mindsets, all the feelings of hurt and pain, despair and disappointment. Allow it to loosen up. Just breathe. Just breathe. You're safe in this room space, where chaos will come to order. Where old things will pass away, to become new once again. Trust and breathe. Trust what you hear. Trust what you feel. Trust to let it go. It is now time for release. It is now time to let go of everything that no longer serves you. Stop breathing. Don't hold your breath. Allow this climate to shake up and move out this energy. Synchronize the voice of God. Allow the roar to shake it all up and unravel it. Surrender. To the energy that wants to escort all you no longer need completely and effectively away from you. Keep breathing. As the thoughts come, allow them to go. Just allow them. No forcing. Just breathe. When you breathe, there's nothing you need to do. Nothing else you need to do. The spirit of everything is in alignment with you. And you just breathe. And you just allow. Let the thoughts come. They're there. Let them come up. Take your time to do this for you. Take your time to love you right now. Even with all the things that you feel that you've done to others. As much as you feel they've done to you. It is now time to let it all go. Forgiving yourself first. For being receptive to whatever it is that has made you uncomfortable in this life. Just breathe and accept the love that you are. Now take the time to scan through the faces from the time of birth up into this moment, who you feel has done you harm. Look at them. Look at them. If there's anyone you need to stop and say something to, do that. The good, the bad, the ugly is all here. Let's work with it. It's all perception anyway. This is your moment. Let the faces scan past. If you need to push the stop button, pause button, just to say what you need to say. To release them. To release yourself. It's now time. There's no time. Accept the present. Moving forward through your scan to this moment. What are the ills? What are the problems? What are the challenges you are facing right now? What faces represent those challenges for you? If you are to be honest, as you breathe deeply, what are those faces? Who can you say, I forgive you to? Who has that special space right now for forgiveness from you? Will you do it? Will you free yourself right now? This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your gift to yourself. sweet freedom, sweet surrender. Surrendering to love, surrendering to joy, surrendering to healing. It's all that's important. Will you move into love? Will you let go of the weight you've been carrying? Will you take it off right now? Will you let it go? Allow this wonderful space that you're in to be a conduit for your release. Release. And release. Let it float away. And after all is forgiven, reach inside, deep inside yourself, and know that the space that you emptied out is now ready for love.
Time to rebirth.
I have let go of the old, the me that I no longer need. I am new once again. Rebirthing, rejoicing, remembering. Who I am. As I breathe in, I am full of gratitude for my new birth, my new understanding that all things do pass away to become new once again. I smile inside. At all of my organs, my tissues, because they no longer have the issues in my tissues. My cells are now rejuvenating and regenerating and illuminating. I'm alive, full of gratitude for being alive, all the way alive. I am here. I am present. And I am accounted for. I am an empty vessel ready to be fulfilled. I am an empty vessel ready to fulfill this destiny that I've come to experience once again. In my renewal, I only see good. In my renewal, I only feel love in my heart. In my renewal, I feel joy, success, at just being here, being present to whatever exists for me next. I am now ready to fill up with the good idea. I'm ready to fill up with the feel-good factors of life. I am now ready to know myself as I am. I'm ready. As I breathe in and allow the love of the angels that just guided me in with this rebirth. As I become one with all nature and all things. I breathe new life. I am here and I am thankful. Welcome back. My trust for you is that you found the piece of peace that you are looking for and that you are able to release rebirth, resolve, and renew in this new moment of time. And it's a very special time. And it's only appropriate that we go out with these drums. Much love, much light, much laughter to you always. I see you on the playground next week. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.